And I'd like now to welcome joining us here in the Santa Fe Baking Company, DJ Melanie Moore, and joining us by telephone from Railyard Recordings, Matthew Xavier. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi.
Hello.
And we have a very interesting event coming up this weekend, Valentine's Night in Santa Fe, that both Melanie and Matthew and a couple of other DJs are going to be here for Sex on Vinyl, Valentine's Night 2009, all sorts of things. And we're here to talk to Melanie about the DJ part of it.
Sure.
The four DJs.
It's a format that is not often seen elsewhere, but it's something that New Mexico, particularly Santa Fe DJs, have been doing on Valentine's for almost 15 years. It's just sort of a special thing that we do where we bring in double the turntables, more mixers, and sort of ask our DJs to mix almost like couples rather than as individuals. So one person will play a couple tracks, and then the other DJ will mix into them and then play a couple tracks. And then, you know, occasionally when things get really good, you have three or four tracks going at the same time. It just takes an intense amount of precision and control, and also a lot of trust. So it's perfect for Valentine's.
So when you are actually playing with people, do you in advance figure out your tempos and figure out how to make different tracks play together?
Not exactly. There's a system that we use, but we don't really, it's impossible to plan it out because it's different every single time. But the system that we use is, a lot of people don't really know how it works. When a DJ is playing, you know, the music that's out in the room is not the music that the DJ is listening to in their headphones because they're preparing the next track. And when there's two DJs, that means that the DJ that's got their music out in the room, they may not necessarily be bringing in the next track. The other person is bringing in the next track. So as that next track is coming in, the other DJ has to be the one that brings it out. And that's where the trust and the precision is, because you basically have to let go of control. You just have to give it over to the other person and, you know, and hope that they're going to get out of it safe and sound. But it gets exciting, and there's just a completely different momentum that happens.
Now, Matthew Xavier, is this something that you do in Los Angeles?
I've actually never done it in Los Angeles. The first time I've ever experienced it was in 1993. I was at a large event in New York, and the four turntables were going on between some of the world's best techno DJs, Kevin Saunderson, Derek May, Juan Atkins, and DJ Spun. And they were on a stage with about 5,000 people doing four turntables going in and out of each other, each person using a different layer, but obviously paying attention to what was going on. I mean, even at one point, there was all four turntables being played at once, and everybody just had picked the right tone and the right track, and he cued it perfectly, and you're able to actually create one larger piece of music out of four smaller parts. Really interesting to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I wanted to ask you both about, and maybe we'll start with you, Matthew. To what extent is being a DJ also kind of like being a musician?
To the point that you have to understand music theory to really properly do it correctly. The reason why is that if you choose a song that's out of key, you're going to get something called phase cancellation. So that's basically when the waves start to collide into each other, because of the way it works mathematically with frequency. So if you don't choose the right keys, if you don't stay within the octaves, you're gonna make it sound terrible. The two parts can be right on top of each other, which is the way it should be. But if the keys don't match, it turns into almost like a blank space, and just sounds like the two records are fighting for supremacy, which they are.
Right, right.
You have to know that. Best musicians honestly do DJing really well, just because of the way their ears are tuned. I mean, if you have perfect pitch, you're really lucky.
It's interesting, because in the kind of DJing that I have done and continue to do, namely Latin music, you really have to be attuned to the dancers, and dancers make often better DJs than non-dancers. Does that play a role in the type of DJing that you're doing?
I think so. I think, you know, we were talking about this before, about how Latin music is different, and, you know, it is very focused on the dancers, certainly if it's a tango or flamenco.
Or salsa.
But with our kind of music, I mean, certainly I would agree with Matt that the best DJs are the people that were always the ones that were in the middle of the dance floor. You know, I think it's very difficult to become a good DJ if you're not tuned into the impact and how it's going to work. What's the program for the night?
Matthew Xavier, the event is called Sex on Vinyl. Let's talk about the vinyl part of it.
Sure.
To what extent
are you sure you want to open this up right now to this? Because this is a huge topic that can be argued about for the
yes.
end of time.
Well, we don't have until the end of time right now on this show. But to what extent are you still using vinyl?
Yeah, I do use vinyl, but I get criticized for it. It's considered an old relic that a lot of people want to just put in the past. Environmentally speaking, some people are just totally keen to new technologies. A lot of people are just lazy. If I want to bring vinyl, I have to actually now request for turntables to be there. Then when they get there, they're usually old and broken. Then they tell you that they don't have needles. So it's really turned around the other way, where the promoter should usually provide the equipment and the artist shows up with the way that they want to do it. But now it's kind of turned the other way, where the promoter complains and doesn't provide. But this isn't in Melanie's case. Melanie actually provides things properly.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, what are the advantages of using vinyl?
Being able to skim through your box and have a personal connection to your records. They don't just become these invisible zeros and ones inside of a computer. You can actually touch them, own them, take them out to dinner, sleep with them, anything like that. And you cannot do that with a track that you paid a dollar for that's inside of a hard drive with 30,000 other songs. These songs, end up getting lost in the shuffle.
But what about CDs?
Well, yeah, he's talking about that, though. You know, we download our music, we burn it to CD, but cataloging our music when we play is just, it's a completely different animal than when we play on vinyl. As you said, you can flip through it, you can see it. There's like a color palette almost is how I could remember my records or area codes. I would basically say this one's coming from Holland, this is what I'm playing right now. With digital music, it's a title, and if you don't remember it,
right, but I mean, I guess when people bought CDs in stores, they had color. I mean, DJing, you say, oh, where's that orange disc? Track 4 is good. And you find the orange one with your flashlight.
That's right.
And you play it. But what about, we're not even CDs, vinyl. What is there something about the texture of working with vinyl records, Matthew?
I actually love the control feature of it. I mean, I can actually move quickly through a piece of vinyl, I can pull it back, I can see where I am. I just have an unbelievable amount of control with it. I have a connection to it, really. I mean, I feel like I'm just really tied in more to what's being played by the way that I'm able to just, get hands-on with it.
And are people actually making records still to this day?
We still make records.
Very interesting.
Rest of Recordings makes records. We have, all of our releases appear on vinyl, on digital. We do both because there's a large market for it in Europe for vinyl, and there's a large market for digital everywhere else. So if you want to really be present in the underground and be a part of a culture that is existing where they're not putting out music digitally, then you do have to create vinyl so that you can get in touch with those people who actually, will reject the digital medium and try to do something different.
So you're playing, I mean, the music that we started off with was a piece...
Adira.
Adira, right. Mm-hmm. And Donato Dazzi.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so is this what people are going to be hearing on Valentine's Day, on Saturday night?
I think there's a good chance of that.
Yeah, I mean, I would actually say that stuff I would play mostly at the very beginning. That's only if the people that I'm with, if Melanie or anyone else is playing something where that was appropriate. But other than that, Adira is more of a after-hours kind of a chill-out, down-tempo house track. It's a very delicate sound. I would probably say I'm playing more towards house and techno-oriented material because people just really want to party and get loose,
And the getting loose is basically dancing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a big part of this.
To be honest, it's a little bit more than dancing.
We're talking to Matthew Xavier and Melanie Moore, and we've got to go in just a minute, but the two of them and a couple of other DJs will be playing, and there will be live performances of Rod Harrison as Lord Buckley. This is something that we've been looking forward to. He sold out before, and it's apparently a great show. I'm hoping to see it. And all of this is happening at the Downstairs Cabaret Lounge at the Lodge in Santa Fe. It's a 21 and over event. And there's a whole romance package that people can find out about by calling 992-5800 if they want to stay at the Lodge.
They want to stay the night, right? We've done this for the last couple of years. And, you know, there's another act that's playing I just want to mention is Rhythm and 53rd. They're playing upstairs. So really our format for the night is comedy, jazz, rhythm and blues, ska, reggae. The live entertainers are going to bring, you know, all the things that are not typically seen or heard from DJs, but the Sex on Vinyl show from 9 to 2 is going to be hardcore electronic and house music love songs.
Melanie Moore and Matthew Xavier, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
And we're going to go out with one more song, which is, what would you say, Melanie? This is sort of the style that you'll be playing on Saturday?
Are you going to play The Dream mm-hmm. by Brad Welch? Well, I wouldn't say it's the style, but it's the essence. It's a beautiful a cappella by one of my new favorite artists out of New York. And
Brad Welch.
And he has some really interesting music, but this is one a cappella that just it sings to me.
Let's hear it.
Where is the dream that